Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Recorded live from Half Moon Bay, it's Ari's Radio Show. With your host, Ari Nagar. Special music guests, Bob Peterson and the Pete Fire Flame. And now, here's Ari.
Thank you everybody. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the inaugural show. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do tonight. We're going to be broadcasting Ori's Radio Show. We're broadcasting on Half Moon Bay's Neighborhood Radio, 1710 AM. The purpose of Ori's Radio Show is to introduce our listeners to some of the talented performers who make up the thriving Half Moon Bay Coastside music scene. Thriving Half Moon Bay Coastside music scene. That's right. We're here now at the famous Thursday night open mic at Cameron's Inn in Half Moon Bay. Yeah. The performances you'll hear tonight are going to be live as they happen. Live. So stay tuned. Sit back. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with our first guest after this brief message. Cameron's in, Cameron's in, right here in Half Moon Bay on Highway 1. Cameron's in, Cameron's in, I say Cameron's in, and you say fun. I say Cameron's in, and you say fun. That's right, I can't hear you. I say Cameron's in, and you say
fun. Woo!
All right, we're back. Our first guest tonight is a singer-songwriter guitar player from the coast side. He does some very interesting things. The Half Moon Bay Review has described him as a man with a gentle sense of humor. We'll talk about him a little bit later, but welcome him now, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bob Peterson. Hello,
Thank
Bob.
You. Thank you. Hello, Ori. It's a pleasure to be aboard.
Well, Bob, I think let's introduce you to the Coastsiders by starting with a song. What do you say?
We could do that. There's a lot of brilliant writers in this place, and the coast side is filled with a lot of creative talent. So most of these folks will understand what I mean when I use the phrase writer's block, when you run into that wall and you just can't think of the very next thing to come into your head to save your life. So you're right about that process. And I came up with this. I've had this case of a writer's block for far too long, it seems. I've found little inspiration in my life or in my dreams, and I haven't written anything worth mentioning at all, not even worth inscribing on the airport men's room wall. I work at the airport. I need a little inspiration, I need a little push, a little kick in the psychic britches to get me off my creative tush. I want to write a song that's happy, that's what I'd really like, something to sing on Thursday night at Cameron's Open Mic. So here's a silly little ditty. It's a silly little song I've been humming to myself the whole day long. Tomorrow's Thursday and there's not much time. The words aren't clever and they might not fit like they should, but at least I broke the ice. And if you think this song's too short, well, I can always sing it twice. Are there too many chords in the chorus? Are there too many words to all fit smoothly in one line of the verse? Will a chord change make it better? Or will it only make it worse? I worry over tempo and contemplate a change, and wonder if there's something else that I should rearrange. Well, I wish this song would write itself while I have a glass of wine. There's no particular hurry, song. The next 2 minutes would be just fine. And while we're on the subject, did I mention it should be a song that Emmy Lou could put on her next new CD? 'Cause it's a silly little ditty, it's a silly little song I've been humming to myself the whole day long. Tomorrow's Thursday and there's not much time. The words aren't clever and they might not fit like they should, but I don't think I'll be long, 'cause I do believe I'm finished not writing this silly song. Thank you.
Well done, Bob.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, I want to ask you a few questions.
All righty.
How do you write songs? Tell us a little bit about how you do this process.
I wish I knew. If I ever have an answer to that, I'm going to write it down and sell a book.
You told me once about a song you were writing, an idea that came to you while you were driving. That was a good story. What is that?
It was a song that I started, several years ago, and it just sort of went about two verses and a chorus, and it hit a wall. It refused to go anywhere. And I was driving down Highway 1, right by the San Gregorio Beach turnoff, and it suddenly occurred to me that I had written similar lines that would fit into this way back in college, around 1968 or 70. So I stopped the car, turned around, drove back home, dug out my file, and found it, miracle of miracles. And those two verses plugged right into the song. It didn't need any editing, no engineering. The scansion was correct. The pattern was correct. The beat was there. It was just great. Recycled lyrics from 30 years ago.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Bob, you do something unusual when you're not playing music. I know you have an interesting job. Tell us about that.
The other side of my personality works at San Francisco Airport. I manage a ramp control tower out there in the south side of the campus.
What does that mean?
That means that I get to pay my mortgage. I get to put food on the table. We run the ramp traffic, pretty much a version of ground control in that part of the airport, and we also assign the common use facilities, the ticket counters, the baggage belts, different gates to different aircraft. It's an operationally dynamic environment, you could say.
Wonderful, and you get to relax and play music in between.
On a Thursday night, you bet.
Okay. Thank you. Bob Peterson. Hey.
Thank you very much.
Bob, do you have a second song for us?
Oh, we could pull something out of the hat here. We were talking about the... let's just do that thing. It was called the song I just was talking about that brought up lyrics from a long time ago. It was a song called Older Woman. It got about two verses and a chorus, and it hit the wall. And here's what it ended up with. I want an older woman with a
gentle touch when it comes to holding hands and such. Those younger ladies don't impress me much anymore. Or maybe more than just a hand to hold, some eyes to look into while I grow old, to keep me insulated from the cold. And I don't know what I mean to say, I guess it doesn't matter anyway. The music just needed a little place to play. Perhaps some things are better left unsaid. I can't seem to find the words inside my head. Maybe it's time to listen to my heart instead. The broken glass from all those shattered dreams sparkles in the light and somehow seems to help in understanding what it means. Like fantasies that warm you in the night, then disappear into the morning light. Hold on close, but don't hold on too tight. And I don't know what I mean to say, I guess it doesn't matter anyway. The music just needed a little place to play. Perhaps some things are better left unsaid. I can't seem to find the words inside my head. Maybe it's time to listen to my heart instead. There's times when my music expresses such gloom. The birds stop their singing, the cat leaves the room. Sarcasm sweeps through my mind like a broom out the door. And there's times when I play and this old house will shake with the joy that I feel, the music I make. A triumphant tear forms a miniature lake on the floor. And I don't know what I mean to say, I guess it doesn't matter anyway. The music just needs a little place to play. Perhaps some things are better left unsaid. I can't seem to find the words inside my head. Maybe it's time to listen to my heart instead. Listen to my heart instead. Da 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 da. Ba 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 da da, ba da 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 da.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ori.
Thank you, Bob Peterson. Bob, if people want to hear more of you, where would you send them? What could they get if they want to hear more of your music?
Well, we'll be playing at Cypress Meadows on March this 12th, this on the Friday night, with some other wonderful folks out there at Cypress Meadows. And there just happens to be, now that you mentioned it, a CD available on CD Baby. It's just Bob Peterson. And somehow it takes you to that little place where you can spend a mere $10, keep the national economy thriving and thrumming along, and get some reasonably decent music.
Bob Peterson, everybody, one more time.
Thank you all very much.
And we'll be back after this pause for station identification. It's Neighborhood Radio, 1710 AM. All right, we're back with the Pete Fire Flame. This is made up of Shauna Pickett Gordon and Colin Fisher. Let's welcome them now, the Pete Fire Flame. Colin Fisher on violin, Shauna Pickett-Gordon on keyboards. Tell me, how did you get your name, the peat fire flame?
There's a famous old Scottish song about life up in the Highlands, and which is lighted by the peat fire flame in those small cottages, the crofts. You go out into the peat bogs and you dig peat and you dry it out and you burn it because there's no trees. It has a particular odor. In fact, you can pick up that odor in Scotch.
Right. And you wouldn't know it from our first tune, but we do actually do Scottish fiddle music. Yeah,
I understand that, Colin. In fact, I understand you've won some Scottish fiddle championships.
Yeah, I won the U.S. National Scottish Fiddling Championship twice and also the Junior National Championship once when I was 16.
That's very impressive. For those of you that have not done that, if you ever do, it will earn you a Wikipedia page, which Colin has. You can look him up. Right.
Hit the big time.
Colin and Shauna, tell me a little bit about that last composition. Where did that come from?
Shauna?
It's one of mine. I call it my Fregische Fancy, and it's klezmer. So I write mainly Scottish variety tunes, real strathspeys, jigs, waltzes, and airs, but that one just kind of came out, so I captured it.
Very good. Tell me a little bit also, before we go, we have a lot of Coastsiders, of course, tuning into the show, your connection to the Coastside.
I've lived here for 20 years, and Colin just moved up from Southern California about...
In June. Yeah.
Welcome.
I'm a newbie, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Welcome. And I know that both of you are connected with a relatively famous group in the Bay Area called the Scottish Fiddlers.
The Peninsula Scottish Fiddlers.
Ah, yes. Tell me more.
Well, we're a group of about 15. We play gigs all over, festivals, concerts, events, dances, weddings, and we're playing on the 13th of March at the Our Lady of the Pillar Church St. Paddy's Day dinner. Very fine corned beef and cabbage. And then we're also playing at the Whiskies of the World Expo on the 27th of March in Hotel Nico, downtown San Francisco.
Very good. Is the next tune, does it have any of that flavor in it?
Yes.
Okay.
So the next two tunes will be traditional Scottish tunes. The first tune is called Ha Mi Sci, which in Scots Gaelic means I am tired. And this particular tune, it shows up in many, many different ways. You hear it as a slower tune, an arrow or a lament. And you also hear it as a jig, and you hear it as a march, too. So we're going to play it slowly, and then the tune after that is an 18th century Scottish tune called The Carle Came Over the Craft.
Thank you.
The Peat Fire Flame. And if people want to get a recording of the Peat Fire Flame, where do they go?
CDBaby.com, or just come to our website and you'll find our gig page, Scott's Duo, ScottsDuo.com. And we're also playing at the Douglas Beach House on the 3rd of April for an AAUW benefit that is open to all. Will be the entertainment there. Hope to see you there.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
One more time, the Peat Fire Flame. Well, that's our show. And I want to thank my guests, Bob Peterson and the Peat Fire Flame. Thanks to my announcer, engineer, and producer, Brian Richter. Thanks to Cameron Zinn. And thanks to the great open mic audience. You can hear us on Neighborhood Radio, 1710 AM, and on the web at www.neighborhoodradio.info. See you next time on Ori's Radio Show.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.